So tell me, Kate, why do we drink?
So let me get the really obvious answer out of the way, and then we'll get to the less obvious answer. The obvious answer is we do it because it's fun. Scientists have recently learned that alcohol has a really large capacity to produce endorphins. Endorphins, of course, are the natural opiates that the body produces. So obviously we want to do it. But that kind of raises a second, larger question that's a bit trickier, which is, why has evolution set us up to do this thing that is so obviously bad for us, right? And people who've looked at this have sort of made the point that there must have been something it was doing that was really good that was balancing out the harms, or otherwise evolution would have fixed this, right? It would have favored people who hated the way alcohol tasted, for example. It didn't do that. So what could have been going on? And this dovetails nicely with some recent archaeological findings. So about 25 years ago, a site was identified in eastern Turkey, Göbekli Tepe, it's called. It is the, we think, earliest human temple to have been found. It's 10 to 12,000 years old. That means it predates or is very early part of the agricultural revolution. It's not only twice as old as Stonehenge, it's made out of these gigantic pillars of stone that would have taken hundreds of people working together to put together. And what's perplexing about this site is it wasn't a place where anybody was farming. It wasn't a place where anybody was living. As far as the archaeological record suggests, it was a place where people were partying. These stones have these elaborate drawings of people playing music, and it looks like drinking alcohol. And they've also found these enormous vats that look like they were made to hold really old school beer and wine.
It's basically an ancient brewery.
It's basically an ancient, it's not even just an ancient brewery, it's like an ancient club, right?
Yeah.
So archaeologists who've sort of tried to puzzle this out think that what was happening is that hunter-gatherers were coming from all directions periodically to have these big alcohol-fueled feasts. And presumably the draw of the food and the booze got them to cooperate and put up these gigantic pillars of stone. It probably led a lot of authority to the people who organized the whole enterprise. And it very likely motivated people to want to settle down and cooperate. I mean, you have these sort of fractious, unrelated groups of people. It's not obvious why they would want to come get together, but partying seems like actually a pretty good answer.
Why is it significant that that long ago people were getting together to drink and party?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, one of the really important things that we have to do to succeed as humans is work together. So we're in some ways more like bees or ants than we are like chimpanzees, right? Chimpanzees are totally fractious and competitive, and you couldn't possibly put thousands of chimps together and like expect them to have a party or like a bunch of stones. Humans have to do this, right? Human civilization requires people to cooperate. And there's a line of thinking that, you know, alcohol may have helped us to do that. It sort of socially disinhibits us just enough to sort of cooperate. In a way, it may be similar to what religion did for early humans. I mean, essentially, just as early religions gave people something to rally around, alcohol may have played a pretty similar function.